Whatever happened to news? I mean, the real news where a story happened and the media just reported on it. Not this nonsense we have today called the news where every story gets slanted and bent, either left or right, by the person who is supposedly reporting it. All so-called news is today is a way for all the media outlets, print, radio, and TV, to put their own personal spin on it. It's not the news anymore, folks. It's commentary. The problem is, commentary is nothing more than someone's opinion on something, and, as the old saying goes, opinions are like buttholes.
We all have one, and most of them stink.
People are getting tired of being told how they're supposed to think, and if they don't conform to what the media says, then they, the people, are called ignorant or radical or whatever term the biased, self-serving media claims they are. I saw some article calling President Trump's original order banning some immigrants from some countries controversial. And I'm sure it was to some, but to others, they had no qualms about it whatsoever. So why didn't the media just report the truth, that some were opposed while others wholeheartedly were in agreement with it? Because once again, folks, it's not news, it's biased opinion. It's one-sided in favor of whatever outlet is supposedly reporting it. And this happens on both sides, left and right. Will you see more left-wing spin on things? Sure, more media outlets are owned by liberal people. But it's the so-called news in general that's the problem. No one truly wants we the people to decide. Everyone wants to try and sway us to their way of thinking, thereby giving these people more control over us. And what's up with all these goofy eye teams? You know, the ones that always go around shoving their cameras in people's faces, only to have the person walk away and say nothing? So what did that accomplish? You ever see them standing at the door knocking, and then when no one answers, they say something dumb like, "We went to the house with our eye team cameras, but no one came to the door." Well, duh, we were watching the door and it didn't open, so we kind of figured it out on our own that no one came to the door. I don't think we needed you to tell us that. What, you had to fill in a couple of extra seconds of the news show by stating the obvious? Then you got the downright stupid eye team investigations where they try to make a mountain out of a molehill. I saw something about an eye team investigation where the intrepid eye team was investigating a mayor of some small town who committed the heinous act of breaking a snowplow. So I'm thinking, all right, he had to have done it while he was drunk or high, or he jumped onto a giant dump truck without a CDL and drove it around, crashing it into a car or building or something, and this is how he broke it. Nope. Turns out the mayor simply got up and saw the snow was piling up, so he got out of bed at 3 in the morning, went in and hopped into a pickup truck that wasn't being used, and started helping his road crews clear the snow. While plowing a city parking lot, he hit a curb that was buried by the snow, and one of the metal shafts on the plow snapped. It happens. In fact, plows have springs built on them that allow the top of the blade to pivot forward while the bottom turns under when something is hit by the blade. Why? Because so many people who plow actually hit things. It's common. But this reporter is acting like this incident is the crime of the century and the mayor is Al Capone. How dare this mayor have a good work ethic and get out of bed at 3 in the morning to help his crews clear the snow for his constituents, and being on salary, not even getting paid for it? Why, he ought to burn in hell for that. You gotta be kidding me. What next? Little girl selling lemonade without a license? I team reporters went to the prosecutor's office with their evidence. Our cameras will be there when the police confront the girl and shut her down. How ridiculous. What about the media lying by omission? You know, where they have an interview on tape but shut it off halfway through the person talking to distort what the person actually said? Like when they're interviewing the prosecutor about a case. Let's say an incident involving police. And the prosecutor says something like, "Initially, this incident appeared to be serious." And right there they stop the tape. Why? Because they want everyone to believe that the incident is serious and that the prosecutor agrees. That way they can bash the police. But what the prosecutor really said was, "Initially, this incident appeared to be serious, but as we investigated more thoroughly, we found no evidence of any wrongdoing." So why does the media cut off the prosecutor when they know eventually the whole statement will get out? Because they know initially public opinion will be negative, and even when the full statement comes out, they can twist it into the fact that the prosecutor knows that the conduct was serious, but they're conspiring with the police to cover it up. They know that most people form an opinion in the first few minutes, or even seconds of hearing about something, and it takes a lot to change that initial perception. So even if the truth eventually comes out, many, especially the ignorant, will already have made up their minds. In this day and age, I hear the media complaining about all the fake stories on the internet. Of course, they should know all about it, because when it comes to fake news, they were the pioneers.